Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon this morning is based on the gospel lesson I just read from Luke chapter 14. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes this morning, you'll find those at the bottom of page 2 in your bulletin. Perhaps you've heard the story of the pig and the chicken. This pig and this chicken, one Saturday morning, they were walking down the road, and as they walked along the road, they came to the spot where the neighborhood cafe was, and there was a sign out front of the cafe advertising a ham and egg breakfast. The chicken noticed that the pig stopped and shuddered a bit, and the chicken said, "What's wrong, pig?" The pig was speechless, but pointed to the sign. So the chicken tried again. "Tell me, pig, what's the matter? What's wrong? Why are you upset?" And now the pig, a little bit more composed, said, It's that sign there." And the chicken said, "Well, what's the big deal? It's just a sign in front of a cafe. What's the problem, anyway?" And the pig responded with these words, "Well, that's easy for you to say, but when it comes to a ham and egg breakfast, a chicken is involved, but a pig is committed." Okay, it's kind of a cheesy story, but it helps us think about what Jesus is talking about in our gospel lesson this morning, and that is discipleship and commitment. And so the first point is, it's not easy being a disciple of Jesus. Sometimes we think it is. Sometimes we think, well, we've got this discipleship thing down cold. We may even take our relationship with Jesus for granted. Or maybe we just get so busy with what's going on in life that we really just don't stop to think about how things are going in our walk with the Lord. We coast, so to speak, in our relationship with Christ. What's more, the reality is that there is a part of us called our sinful human nature that wants to sin, that loves to sin, that the Bible says is busy inventing new ways to sin. Consider just two examples this morning. The first example, the internet. If you're like me, at times you are just amazed at the phenomenal amount of information that is available through the internet. I think of how much I can get accomplished in a short period of time because of access to all that information, when, as I look out here this morning, most of us remember that in the old days, to get that much information, you had to go to one or more libraries to research and find that information. The internet's a wonderful tool. And yet, at the same time, the internet is the number one delivery vehicle for pornography in our country. Example number two, prescription medication. Think of all of the wonderful new medicines that have been created and discovered to treat all sorts of maladies and ailments. How helpful they've been to thousands and thousands of people. What a wonderful development. And yet, at the same time, there is an alarming rise in the abuse of prescription medication and people becoming addicted to them. It's not easy being a disciple of Jesus. In fact, Jesus even goes farther with his words in Luke chapter 14. Point number two, it's impossible to be a disciple of Jesus. That's right, it's impossible. Listen to Jesus' words. Verse 26, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Verse 27, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Verse 33, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Now, Jesus doesn't want us to hate our family or to hate our own lives, but he is telling us that those things do not and cannot come between us and our relationship with him. And the idea is that Jesus is first in our lives, not just some of the time or most of the time, but all of the time. Jesus' words are very pointed and hard to hear. Any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Well, who's ready to sign up? At this point, we are led to respond to these hard words of Jesus in one of two ways. One way might be to discount them, to say, well, that's because of the way things were back then, but those words don't really apply to us today. Or the other response and reaction to those words is that we are crestfallen. Crestfallen because we want to follow Jesus. We want to be disciples of Jesus. We love Jesus. And yet we know that our lives are far from what Jesus speaks about in our gospel lesson. That brings us to point number three. It's impossible to be a disciple of Jesus except by the power of God in our lives. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God. You are a new creation. In baptism, you have put on Christ. You have put on his perfect life, his death, his resurrection. Christ gives to you his power. He committed himself to you and renounced all for you and laid down his life of his own accord for you. Again and again, he forgives you and empowers you to follow him. And this process, this following, this discipleship is a daily thing. And that's point four. Being a disciple of Jesus is a way of life. Daily confessing our sins. Daily receiving God's gift of forgiveness. Daily rising to new life as a baptized child of God. Daily asking ourselves, how can I live today with all of its decisions and opportunities in a way that glorifies God as I seek to follow him? Being a disciple of Jesus is a way of life. It is, as Paul puts it in Romans chapter 12, offering our bodies, our lives as a living sacrifice to Christ. Not being conformed to the sinful world around us, but being transformed by Christ himself. Paul says, this is worship. And this is discipleship. What a challenge, and what a privilege to be a follower of Jesus, to listen to Jesus, and then to seek to live like him, to think about how my faith in Jesus impacts my life day after day, to look to my future years, to ask, how can I follow Jesus in them? Yes, a challenge indeed. But what a privilege. What a privilege to live each day as a child of God. What a privilege to bask each day in God's grace and mercy. What a privilege to be used by God to be a blessing to others. So listen. Listen to Jesus daily. And then joyfully follow him. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.